Base Kislev, Monday the 28th of November, Rabbi Yehuda Leib Halshtuk, opening cans and bottles on Shabbos.
We'll speak about the subject of opening cans and bottles of all kinds, all descriptions on Shabbos. And I say it is a big problem. It's negea every person, every year today. Everybody needs to open, everybody makes kiddush on wine, that you need to break open the cap of it. Everybody drinks soft drinks, you drink Coca-Cola, Pepsi, now even kosher the Pesach with the matzahs, you drink Pepsi. So how do you open it? And also you eat in the cans, or canned food, everything is there, everybody eats canned food for that. All kinds of things. So you open it, you need to open it with tzad sheni. There's a big problem. It's negea issa deraisa from makah bepatish, we're making a keli. It's negea boina, you're making a keli. Machatach, if you cut open a thing by the middle, just it's a machatach. The one also issa deraisa from the lamatas meluches. Then you've got koisev and moichik. If you tell where there's words, it's a shailah moichik. You cross out words. So there's a very lot of isurim d'oraisa which are negea, these things, which everybody needs to do it on Shabbos. So what is the solution? What is the derech asher yelchu bo? Not make it hard. Before in the kitchen somebody said, ignorance is bliss. I haven't had this saying already tens and tens of years. What do we do every Shabbos? So, lechatrela, the mitzvah is to open everything before Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That is the mitzvah, to prepare everything, to take off all the plastic things, all the seals, and open all the bottles. And it stays fresh, it doesn't go stale. Even if you, even things with gas like Pepsi, Cola, you open it and you close it straight away, it's the same taste.
Yeah,
it's,
can?
Is it a...
Can.
No, can's not. Cans, you can't... that is a problem. Yeah, that's also an yeah, good. Good, but all the contents, things in cans, you can get also in bottles. Man, most things, beer, and all these things, most you can get in bottles. And you can open it before Shabbos. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'echinus asher viyu, to prepare before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, what you would do before Shabbos on Friday, you should say the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh, the Dibros, Chala Kedusha, whatever you do before Shabbos. You prepare what everything is, so everything is ready for the Suda's Shabbos. Of course, these things you can do only if you prepare Shabbos, if you prepare everything early, if you prepare everything in time. So you have time to open all the bottles and all the seals. It's a big Indian to prepare everything early. Everybody knows the story of the Chofetz Chaim, that once somebody had a sick child, the doctors didn't know, give up hope, so he went to the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim said, Friday, midday, everything should be prepared for Shabbos. The tablecloth, everything, you should do nothing after midday, after Chatzos, and the child will have a refuah, a kachava. The Redvaz, the big tzaddik, the Redvaz, who went up to Yerushalayim, to Tzfas Sof Yomov, also he was once very ill, and he had a dream that he's in Bezen Shomalo, they told him, already his time came, so he said he learned a lot and he davened and everything. It didn't help, but when he mentioned the schus that Thursday evening, Thursday night is already the tablecloth on the table and everything is prepared for Shabbos, that was Machia the Kaf schus, and he became well again and he lived long years and he wrote a lot of sforim. So if you prepare everything early, I mean, there's even a Takonis Ezra to wash everything Thursday. You have to wash the clothes Thursday, not Friday, because you shouldn't rush Friday. So if you do everything early, And so you've got time to open all the bottles and all the cans, and there's no shaila at all. Now, if Shabbos came in and you did not open all these things, so the Chazon Ish says if you open a can, it's a issa d'oraisa boina. You're making a kli. Because when it was closed completely, it's not a kli, it's a guf otom, it's nothing. And when you open it with a can opener, you're making a kli. It's a boina. The Tehillel LeDovid and the Kafar Chaim say that if you open a kli, you're over the issa soisa. Soisa, you're breaking a kli. Because when the food is inside, the sardines or whatever it is inside, it's a kli. It looks after the machel, after the food. You can look after it a long time. You can take it from one place to another. It's a good kli. And now when you open it, you're breaking a kli. Soisa. What is the difference between if you say it's boina or soisa? If you say it's boina, so if you make a hole at the bottom, so it's not a kli anymore. If you make a hole at the bottom, so the water goes out, you can't use it, you can't. It's no kli at all. So according to Chazon Ish, there's no issa boina. But if you say that it's issa soisa, you're breaking a kli, so it doesn't matter. The minute you make a hole at the bottom, you're also breaking a kli. So that is why Machlokes the Paskim. So that is why we said that it's kedai to open before Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he holds that you are allowed to open Kalim Shabbos, these things, because it's not a kli. It's there are dugmois in the Gemara, choislois, mustaka, there are dugmois. A very weak kalim, just made out of wicker, all these things, that is not called a kli, and it's not boina, not soisa. So he holds you are allowed to open these tin cans on Shabbos. And also he says you are allowed to open the beer, these cans that you pull up. He said that there's no machater, because you just open it to drink it, you're not machaven. To make, especially, he says it's not machatach. But most poskim asa. So as we said, lechatchila, if you can, better is to open it before Shabbos. And if you did not open it before Shabbos, you make a hole at the bottom, put it in a plate, so even the water which runs out is in the plate, then open it at the top, pour everything out and throw it away. That is the second etzer. Now, the same shal is on bottles to open the bottles. So, there are two kinds. There is matechet, there is of tin, like on the wine, made out of tin, which you break, which you have to break the seal to be able to open it. And then there's plastic, all the soft drinks, which the caps are made out of plastic. So, if it's made out of matechet, made out of a tin, it's boina. Most poskim say it's a boina, because the minute, till now, it wasn't a kli. Now you break it open, you're making a cap, now you can close it and open it and close it, you're making a kli on Shabbos. The top.
The bottle was a kli
before, wasn't it? No, the bottle was a kli, but the top, the cap, was not a kli. The cap, so now you're breaking open the seal, the rim falls off, so now you're making a kli, the cap becomes a kli. The Oyechidim, or Amate, Rabbi Sol Yaakov Fisher, the Menashe Klein, even Rabbi Padua also said that he's machmir for himself, but for other people, he wouldn't be. So the Oyechidim, but the Mice, as we said, Rav Poskim, do Asr. So, to open that, first of all, there's the plastic around that. First of all, if you did not open before Shabbos, you can open the plastic, but of course you must see not to tear the words. If you tear the words, it's a shaila of moichik, the words. I see the kedem, I've got a special white line in the middle, you can cut it without words. The whole thing, it says words, and there's one side of my, that's white, place where to cut it open. And this plastic, after you take it off, it's muktzah, but it's not a kli at all. So if you put it on the table, I mean, it's muktzah. Either you put it on a plate, that on the plate there's a duva or heta, there's a machel or a spoon, so it becomes bosis l'heta v'lesa, or if there's a very lot of rubbish and dirt on the table, it's graf shori. But pashtus is muktzah. I mean, and you have to be meisim lev, you have to think about it a lot, not to be nichshal on the issa muktzah, if you open it Shabbos. Wherever you put it, you must think to throw it away, not to be nichshal on the issa muktzah. And then, but there is an eitzah to for this pekak, if you did not open before Shabbos. Also, if you make a hole with a knife, then your mavatli, it won't become a kli. So even when you break it open, you're not making a kli. The hole must be a big hole. It must go also through the plastic, a big hole, so it's not roi to be a cap anymore. And then you can open it. There are machmirim, even if you make a hole. Rabbi Nyum Zilber, he told me that if he didn't open before Shabbos, he makes a hole, and he pours out the wine through the hole. He's a machmir, even with the hole, he also doesn't open the bottle. That is the pekak of matechet, of tin. If it's plastic, if it's like the soft drinks, so Rav Poskim Asa, that is also Rav Vosner, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Yom Zilber, Rav Moshe Halberstam, Dain Weiss, and Minchas Yitzrok, and there's a few kontrasim came out. The Zutschke Rebbe, Zechon Livracha, made a whole kontras, all the Gedolei Mu'asa, Avraham Yitzchak Hoffman in Yerushalayim made all kontras. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he's matter. One reason is because this ring, you can see that it's not a chelik of this pkak. It's not. It's something different. It's not. It's a kilo mechuba. You're breaking two kelim. That is one svora. And another svora, Moshe Yadler, is a big town, Chochem Yerushalayim, he wrote three svora, Moer HaShabbos. He wrote a lot of letters to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he asked him a lot. He writes another svora, because the tin is made with a machine, it's put on the bottle, then it's pressed together. So when you break it, you make it a cap. The first time, you make it as a cap, as a pkak. Till now it was not a kli, but these plastic things, it's made as a cap, just with a ring. It's made already, it was a kli before, it's just with the patent, you put it on the bottle, it goes on and doesn't come off. Because something is ma'akev, you have to break it. But it's, so he said, that is another svora, why you are allowed to open these plastic things on Shabbos. That is a svora of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. But as we said, Rav Poskim Asa, and the grandson of Rav Vosner, also Rav Vosner, told me, if I've got something on the table, a bottle, am I allowed to ask somebody else to open it for me? He says, no, you're not allowed. So he says, why you don't carry, so why do you ask your gaba to carry for you the things? Why that you do ask somebody? He says, what's the shaykhes? To carry the Ibarak is a chumrah. Yeah, I don't carry, it's a chumrah. So I asked the gabba I tell him to carry for me. But to open the cap of the plastic is also Meikar Adin, so you're not allowed to ask somebody else also. You're not allowed to. I was now in Manchester, I met Rabbi Aaron Pollack, Schlitter, from the Chosheva, Yidden in Manchester, he once lived here in London, and he told me, he wrote a sefer on Shabbos of Kotetir. He says that he visited Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach 2 weeks before was Nifter, and he said that he's Chozer Boy. He says today it's different, Today the plastic is kilo one chelik, it's not two chalukim. Today you're not allowed to open Shabbos. That's what he told me. And he told me somebody came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who also was a child and needed a Rafu Shleima. So Reb Chaim told him, don't open any cans and bottles on Shabbos. He didn't open from then on, and his child had a refuah. That's what he told me. The whole Sefer also has this in Pinchas Weiss, Einikol over there, Minchas Yitzchok. He wrote a whole Sefer, Pituchei Choisem, big Sefer on these inyonim of opening Shabbos, these cans. Now, as we said, that Rav Poskim, Asa, you're not allowed to open cans on Shabbos, the same thing applies to a box of matzahs. Matzahs, you should also open before Shabbos. There's a cellophane outside also, you should tear it before Shabbos. The box, you should open. And inside there's also a cellophane. Also you should cut with a knife. And then close the box, it stays fresh. And every time Shabbos, take out what you want matzahs. If you did not open it before Shabbos, so Shabbos, the only way is to cut it open completely. Cut it with a knife from the top to the bottom, also the cellophane and the box as well, to be mashris. Make it completely, should not be clear at all. From the top to the bottom, cut it open, and the cellophane completely, take out the matzahs and put it in another bag. It should stay fresh. The same applies to cereals, Kellogg's, all these cereals also, should not open it on Shabbos, should open it before Shabbos. If you open it where it's stuck together, there's another shaila. It says in Simen Shin Yudalet, Simen Shin Mem, Sif Yudalet says, Hamadabik Shtei Nairois Chayim Mishum Teufer, Vamafridom Zem Izeh Chayim Mishum Korea. So where it's stuck together and you open it there, it's a shayla of Korea, almanas, to eat the contents. So also, the big box of cereals, lechatrele, before Shabbos. And also, tissue, you've got in these boxes of tissue and toilet paper, you should all open before Shabbos. And if you open by the perforation, where the holes there, you open and make a nice round thing, it's a shayla of machatech. Nada is the Doraisa. So also before Shabbos. Packet of crisps. Is also lechatrele before Shabbos. Should open if you didn't be before Shabbos. So the itza is with a knife to cut it open from the top till the bottom and put it in a plate. You put it in another thing. You must be careful with the words. There are very lot of words. And also wafers, all kinds of the small packages of wafers, all these things. Sometimes there's so many words, it's very hard to find a place without words. Yeah. I've got a friend in Lebrak, Rav Zonnebend, he wrote a whole sefer, Nachal Zoret, a whole sefer, that these packages of wafers and things, you're not allowed to open, even derech hashrosa. Even if you cut it open, you're also not allowed to do it Shabbos. And he's got a skum of Rameh Brandstorfer. The same thing applies to medicines, the pills, which you shouldn't break them open if you're cutting the words. You shouldn't break them. It's a shaila of moichik. You should not. So somebody said the Eitzah, you with a marker make it black, all the things. You shouldn't see any words and letters. So before Shabbos. Yeah, before Shabbos. Of course, yeah. So then you're allowed to open it Shabbos, yeah. Good. I mean, they give the small children, they give by the masmidim, they give Shabbos all these small packages, and it's a sort called igloo, the small plastic, it's like ice in a small thing, they make the holes. But what small children do, it doesn't matter. You don't need to be moicha, it's a lo yegi al chinuch. Even if you gi al chinuch, it doesn't matter. What they do themselves, the Yeshon Milis Moich, you don't need to baptize. But later on, from the Bar Mitzvah, you have to be, should be makbid, all these yinim. Now, this, there are small packets of sugar you get in the restaurants and hotels, these small packages, that the Shmir Shabbos Chosak says you are allowed to open. He says you are allowed to, but it's mamish nothing. It's not a kli, completely not a kli. I saw somewhere in the sefer even that you should be machmir. Pardon? No, cup you can use again. You open it, you close it, it's wine, you can put it away. But this small thing is nothing. You open it, it's... Yeah, this very possessions, yeah, this is small thing, yeah, yeah. Now, let's say you open a can, after you opened and you took out the food, it becomes muktzah. So you must think about it, where if you're in the kitchen, you open a can, and you take out the compote, whatever it is, it's mamish muktzah. So you must think, you throw it away straight away, or with a kelach hayad, or... Yeah, I have to think of a etzah, not to be over, it's a muktzah. And if you made a hole at the bottom of it, it's also muktzah, but it's not a kli. And the shittas who say you're allowed to open Shabbos, what is the hetter? The hetter is that it's not a kli. It's not a kli, it's muktzah. So...
In this country we do not recycle, it's a muktzah.
Yeah, it's too much. Still, it doesn't recycle. That's not. It stays more so.
I don't know if you mentioned what we call a carton of juice.
Carton of juice, and open at the,
juice, yeah.
And at the top.
The straw.
And the top to open the cap.
Cap.
Some have
a straw.
No, the lever. When you open it,
it's
a hole.
No, the lever you're allowed to open.
Yes.
No, yeah. No, but it's sealed.
If it's sealed,
paper seal underneath, which is stuck, which you have to pull out.
Yes.
If the paper is another thing, just put on. You're allowed to. If it's not a chedik of the kli, if it's just stuck on, if you peel off. I think if it's another chedik, you're allowed to, and open that. And the inner plastic, I think you are allowed. I think that wouldn't be.
It's a cap. It's the same as the one.
No, a cap is a shayla. Cap is already a shayla. There's a cap, and then sometimes there's an inner cap which you pull out, like on oil, shemen, you pull out. Then that's the same shayla, making a keli. So machlekes, made of poskum asa, the oil of shemen zamnoibach would be matter that. It would be a machlokes in there.
Very often the inner seal on these caps with the lever, produces the inner seal has words on it.
Words
on it. Not plain foil, but it has words on it.
So also, it's a shayla moichek, I mean, it's also, yeah. So that's why I never told you before, shayla.
You have protectors on?
Pardon?
That inner seal has protectors on. You have a bunch of holes through it. Is it part of the carton?
Or
is it completely glued to the carton?
Good, but it's glued to the carton, but it's not a chelik of the carton. It's like a silver foil?
Yeah.
I think silver foil you would be allowed to, I think so. It's like a coffee, when you open the cap, there's an inner
seal
that you are allowed to open, yeah. Because it's two halakim, it's two things, the seal and the bottle.
So why is the carton where you've got the cardboard on the cardboard, like the matzah box?
No, the matzah box is what you're making a kli, it's kli one thing. Now you open it, you're making it a kli.
So you can explain it to all of us.
And here, it's a kli with a seal. It was a kli already. It's two things. It's one thing or two things. If it's one thing, opening it, you're making a kli. If it's two things, you're allowed.
I'm going to show you the can. I'm sorry, I don't know if you have that in England.
It's pushed in by the lever.
gets pushed in. It's an inner plastic.
There's foil across the top.
But the foil around the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's the whole you are allowed.
But the foil covers the whole of the inside.
And outside there's nothing? Yeah?
No. Some have it, some have. The little small ones have a hole where you've got to push the straw inside.
That's the one inside.
That's also
I think you are allowed, yeah. I think the whole you are allowed. Good. Now, there is a soup noodles. Here I see it's called Kruten. There are packages, and it's a soil which you open it before Shabbos, you can stick it back.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you open and stick, the person say you are allowed to. You are allowed to. It's not because it's made like that. You open and close the whole time, that you are allowed to do. The same thing is
in Israel, the
plastic milk, so you're not allowed to open Shabbos. You have to open it before Shabbos, the bags, yeah. If it's Shabbos, you have to crack it open completely and pour it into another kelly. Yeah, so you are allowed to open the Shkedemarach. The same thing is to put on the sefer, there is like an arrow which you stick on the sefer. You want to know where you're holding
a place mark.
And then you take it off and put it further down. Yeah. That you are allowed to use Shabbos. Now, when you buy yogurt, there are, let's say, four stacked together,
mm-hmm.
and you have to break it.
Yeah.
So also, a lot of poskim or rab poskim say you're not allowed to break it Shabbos. Rabbi Eliashiv and the Eid HaRedes, they're right to open it before Shabbos, to break it. It should not be, separate it.
The yogurt
itself, yeah. The yogurt itself, you are allowed to, yeah. But to break open. No, the yogurt, because it's two things. It's the top and the keli. So to separate one from another, you are allowed to. That's because it was a keli before. It's not, you're not making a keli now. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he is a matter. Even if there's four together, you are allowed to break open, you are allowed to break it open Shabbos. Of course, where there's no words and no tziurim, no pictures.
Sure.
Now, what is the din to cut between a word? You've got a big word, big writing, to cut between the letters. So Rav Eliashiv asks, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is matter, but he says, right, after piken, toiv lehimona mizeh. Chatrele, make it before Shabbos. Good. There is a Rambam, a posel chavolim chayv mishum kosher, v'amafridom chayv mishum matter. If you make a rope on Shabbos, you take strings and you plait it to make a rope, you're chayv mishum kosher. And if you open it up, you're chayv mishum matter. That's a Rambam. So one learns from it, there is on the bread, there is a kind of a thing which you twine together. Which twist together. So they say you're not allowed to open it and close it Shabbos. It's like the Rambam. It depends how it's tied. If it's twisted together, you're not allowed to open.
It's made to open and close it. Why is that?
People say because it's less than 7 days or less than 1 day, it's not a. But b'chozo, it's instead as you shouldn't.
The folk says that if you just turn it round and round,
you're allowed. If you turn round and round, that you, it's not good. Yeah, that you are allowed. Good. So this is nageya the bread, or it's bread, all these things, and also there are bottles of champagne, also with metal at the top, very cork, where also you have to open the twist it open, you should open it before Shabbos and put it on. Lightly, not so strong, that you are allowed.
The Sefer Torah.
Pardon? Go ahead, the Sefer Torah. Yeah, around the round you're allowed. That you are allowed. The whole shaila is twisting, making it tight or opening. That is the whole shaila. Good. Good. We spoke about opening cans. Let's say there is on the mayonnaise and mustard, also you tear off the plastic rim, also, and you make a cap. That also lechatreda. You should not do Shabbos. You do lechatreda before Shabbos. Yeah. I mean, there is a eitzah. If you didn't do it before Shabbos, just push it off with it. So if it, you can take it off completely with the plastic.
It's our milk is like that. Milk is like that. Yeah. It has a ring that you have to pull off first.
Yeah. So if you didn't do it, you can push it off with milk bottles also. So lechatreda before Shabbos. Should do before Shabbos. Yes. If not, it's a shayla making a kli. But if not, you can do a Shabbos. Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, good. We spoke about bottles. I mean, we spoke about coffee, that the inner layer you are allowed to open. But that's another din, that if you want to use it again, you must toivel the kli. As long as the first time you use it, there's coffee inside. You don't have to be. It's bottled. The key is bottled to the coffee. So you don't need to be toiled. But if you finish the key and you want to use it again, you have to be toiled it. Glass. You toiled without a bracha. And you have to take off the label. Or if you want a nice label, maybe it's not a chatzitza.
How about a big bottle?
Of glass?
No,
plastic. You don't need to toil. No, plastic is not, but glass needs a toivel. And if the bottles come from Eretz Yisrael, it depends. If it says P, it means Phenetzia. There's one factory in Eretz Yisrael which makes bottles. If it's made in Eretz Yisrael, you do not need to toivel it. If it doesn't say a P, it means it's import from Kutlaus, you need to toivel it.